This is going to be the teen room.
Jefferson County Library Director Kitty Brooks is looking at blueprints for the upcoming remodel on Wednesday afternoon.
This is an old high school media center, and that used to be a recording studio.
These days, the library serves many functions in Monticello, a town 30 miles east of Tallahassee with about 2,500 residents. Brooks says the activity adds up to nearly 80,000 visits every year. And as librarian Natalie Binder says, the upgrades are welcome.
So what we're going to be doing is a cosmetic renovation, so new carpet, new furniture, all of that stuff. It's great because, you know, look.
Worn carpeting and cracked chairs will be replaced. The changes also include computers for the kids' room. And for children who visit the library, new youth services librarian Courtney Nicolau has a furry friend for them to meet.
I'm going to bring him in every Friday, and the children can sign up and have one-on-one time to read to the cat.
The cat is a shelter pet Nicolau recently adopted with the library in mind.
I was trying to name him Stax, but my 2-year-old calls him Dennis, and I don't know why. So Dennis is kind of stuck.
She says 6 children have signed up to read to Dennis at his debut visit this Friday. Elsewhere in the library,
this is our computer lab.
Binder points to a room full of people.
One of the things I'm most excited about is people from our community being able to go to college here at the library. I think it's terrific. We've had people go to nursing school or get their bachelor's degrees, their whole degree right here in the library.
On top of that, a genealogy research service just moved into the building, and the Department of Children and Families holds office hours here. That's how the library visitation numbers add up, even in a county that's home to fewer than 15,000 people. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.